Chapter 4. An hour later, Jenny and Eric arrived at the desert colony. High, white walls surrounded it. Coiled barbed wire sat atop the wall. It looks like a prison. Jenny felt relieved when Eric bypassed the worn path to the high iron gate.
Looks are deceiving.
Eric still sounded gruff, and Jenny didn't know if he was still mad at her for arguing with him or just tired from so little sleep. When she'd awakened, he was already up and putting out the fire.
Donovan had the wall built to protect us from the outsiders, not to keep us in. We don't like it, but it's necessary.
Why build a wall? I thought you believed that God would protect you. Jenny couldn't resist the jab, especially after all his preaching on not being anxious about Graham. While she did believe in God's protection, she also believed in doing everything humanly possible. Eric didn't answer, and Jenny decided to drop it.
Where are we going? She asked.
Stables.
At the back of the compound stood a long building of white stucco and a red-tiled roof. Beside it was an empty corral. An old-fashioned buckboard with a horse harnessed into it stood just outside the wide doors. The impressive stables reminded her of pictures she'd seen of large estates owned by horse breeders. How many horses do you have?
Varies. Right now, 20.
At the entrance to the stables, Eric helped Jenny down, then swung out of the saddle. He tied Sable to a hitching post and stroked the horse's neck.
I'll be right back, girl.
Taking Jenny's elbow, he propelled her around and steered her back to the front gate. There, Eric dropped her arm and told her to sit on a bench near the entrance and wait for him.
I need to get permission to bring you in,
he explained.
Why?
Jenny questioned, but Eric didn't answer. She started after him, but something held her back. She didn't like the barbed wire and had a strange feeling that once people entered, they might not come out. It wasn't a rational thought. After all, Eric said the residents could come and go as they pleased. Still, Jenny's intuition told her things were not as wonderful at the desert colony as Eric made them out to be. While she waited, Jenny tried to focus on her surroundings. The compound was a work of art. The inner grounds were beautifully kept. A three